بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Beginning of the seventh para which we started today, where إِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ الرَّسُولُ, where the Christians of that time, of that also, of that kind, who they accepted and they listened to the messenger of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when you see the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, they said, رَبَّنَا فَقْتُمْنَا وَشَاهِدِينَ, write our names also among those people they witness. That, in other words, the messenger of Allah Ta'ala, of Nabi Kareem, was the truth. فَقْتُبْنَا مَعَشْعَيْدِينَ, we stand as responsible, we stand as witness to it. So they were Christians of that kind at that time. That when this ayat, when they should listen to Nabi Kareem, when they should tear, the tearing is because they had the fear and they had the love. So they also at that time said, فَقْتُبْنَا مَعَشْعَيْدِينَ, we also bear witness, you know, to write our name on the day of Qiyamah, we also bear witness. So Christians of that kind, they thought that those who were clean hearted had no kind of animosity of any kind with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala says, يَا إِلَّا تَحْرِمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, and do not make those things which Allah make halal haram. And those things which Allah made haram, don't make it halal. Allah made very clear. When Allah Ta'ala said, this is haram now, you must not go to make it halal. Today we have this kind that if it suits us fine, we make it halal. But whatever Allah Ta'ala made haram, that will remain haram no matter what we can do. No matter what people will say, but it's haram, is haram. Whatever Allah Ta'ala is halal, is halal. لَا تُحَرِّمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْلَمُ. In other words, whatever Allah says is halal, is going to be halal. And what is haram, haram. Now, unfortunately, people on their own, they begin to make all kind of things, and they begin to say what is haram, what is halal. So we have to be very careful. But whatever Allah Ta'ala says, we have to follow the thing. Likewise, another ayat, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِ وَالْأَنْصَابُ, verily, gambling and intoxicants, these two things is very dangerous. Allah Ta'ala says, when the time when Allah Ta'ala sent this ayat down, when it comes to wine, then in Madina Sharif, you must know they were full of time drinking all the time. But the moment the ayat came down, they said the barrels of all the wine they thrown in the streets of Madina Sharif, full water. So they were of that kind that the moment Allah's command comes down, no matter how they were drowned in those things, but the moment Allah's command came down, they left everything, no matter what happens. They left everything. But today, unfortunately, we hear of people drinking also. And then when you invite people, the non-Muslims, in their functions, or when they have some kind of parties, it is so sad that they give them wine to drink. When you are a Muslim, you have to show him. That's why they say you're a Muslim, you have to follow what Allah Ta'ala says. But we have to, just of worldly gains, we give them wine to drink too. And we do all those things to that extent, Allah forbid, we begin to drink also. I was surprised to hear of certain Muslims are drinking. They're drinking. What a thing. It is sad to say, you know, that they are drinking. So it has become a big now a thing of this kind, that at that time the Sahaba, when they were drowned in drinking, but the moment Allah's command came down, leave alone everything, forgot everything. They left everything out. And in this time you notice this much, that people now in our age are drinking all the time. It is sad. And those people we think were not doing that. Allah must protect them and protect us also. And the third thing, this much is gambling. Gambling has become a very big thing in our society. Now it's because, you know, you can do it in the computer also. You don't have to go, you don't have to go out anywhere to gamble. You just sit at home and use your phone or use the computer and start gambling. And people are gambling wholesale. To that extent, when I heard of people who are doing it, I begin to think whether we can eat in people's homes today. It's gone to that extent. So because one little bit of haram that goes into your body, it becomes, the whole thing becomes contaminated. To that extent that, you know, one guru says your stomach is a reservoir. Is a reservoir. If you put halal in it, you see halal. You do halal. And the moment you see haram in it, then you see everything do haram. Then you begin to say, what wrong I have done. There was a buzruk. One day, you know, he was a rich man invited him and he ate food. You see, after I ate that food, I became so sick. In other words, I became like one to commit all kind of sins. All kind of sins. All kind of sins. He was a great young, what must I do? But because he was a great saint, he did not go to that extent, commit any sins. But he was, had the desire to commit sins. Then he realized it because of haram food. Then one day one person gave a food, a grass cutter. He gave him some money. He said, Hazrat, I'm giving you this money. You now feed all the buzrugs. He said, okay. Now you know when they feed them, each buzrug only had one spoon of rice, only one spoon of food. He said, the moment we ate that food, because he said for 40 days there was a noor in our body all the time. We were eating food, but we were enjoying every bit of it. So just imagine what haram food can do. Haram is very, very bad. You don't understand. You begin to think, what's wrong? Sometimes, you know, we fail to understand. We just go to any restaurant, and we begin to eat food there. They just because it's in halal, we go to eat there. All the time it's haram. Then once the haram goes in the body, then you know, for 40 days, the ibadah is not accepted to. So Allah Ta'ala must protect us. So in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala made it clear. لا تحرم وات الله تعالى من حلال وات حرام من حرام so make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of following whatever I've said. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي ولا عقب من التقليم والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك حسنا بعد فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلم والحسن والصالحين اللهم نسألك من ضعفك والجميع ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على قول سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب